Hello Wanderers, before we get into today's episode, we wanted to go over a few things with you guys. We have an ever-expanding Discord server, filled with some pretty awesome people. We'll leave an updated link in the show notes. Also, our Patreon has been updated with new perks. Patrons now have access to not only shoutouts and early episodes, but now exclusive content like monthly original tales and HD posters. So, if that interests you, consider checking it out. That's all the announcements we have. Thank you all for listening, and let's get back to the episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over another simple level. Though, simple in nature, can still be rather dangerous to traverse. So, I hope you're ready to walk down some very long hallways, because today, we'll be no clipping into level 21. Basic descriptions. Level 21, also known as the numbered doors, is the 22nd level within the backrooms and has a survival difficulty class of 4. That being unsafe, unsecured, and supports hostile entities. Level 21 is rather simple in its concept. Being made mostly of 4 halls, what you see is pretty much what you get. Though being straightforward in concept, don't let the simplicity fool you. This level could be quite difficult for even well-weathered wanderers to traverse. So, with the bare wall description out of the way, let's get into what level 21 would look like for those who unfortunately find themselves here. Appearances. So, you've just appeared within level 21, what do you see? Well, you'll appear within a small square, known as the center of the level. This space is furnished with a desk and a couple of chairs. It wouldn't take you long before the 4 halls take your attention. Each hall can be seen going on for as far as the eye can see. Along these halls, numbered doors, the namesake of the level, can also be seen. Going off of the data we have on the level, the furthest distance recorded for the halls is 26 miles long. However, it should be noted that they most likely go on for much further. Another aspect of the level is that the halls are known to shift in their orientation randomly. This property can cause traversing the halls to be tedious at times to downright impossible to travel down. It's in cases like these that we suggest having a reality refresher device on hand if possible. If you thought a randomly changing hallway wasn't hard enough to traverse, if you travel for long enough, entities will begin to appear. Though we'll get into that in the entities section of the episode. While we're on the topic, within the center of level 21 and subjectively its surrounding areas within the halls, are entity free. So you will at least have some area of safety. Rounding it back a bit, the walls of the level are of a white color, while the carpet sports a unique square pattern, using various shades of brown. The level is lit by circular lights which keeps the halls very visible. However, this should only be applied to sections of the halls where reality isn't wonky. Before ending this section off, there is another major area of the level. Just right to the table at the center of level 21, a door with a neon red exit sign can be found. Entering this door will bring you to a set of 3 hallways. Each has darker lighting than those found within the normal area of level 21. Found within these halls are both items of immense value, mostly likely firearms or above average medical supplies, and mostly dangerously, far more intelligent hostile entities. The same ones as before, just slightly more intelligent than how they normally act. The doors within these halls are slightly different in their designs, though the further one traverses, they'll begin to notice a repeated pattern in the order of the door found here. It should be noted that no items of interest can be found within the doors, so it's best to ignore them while you're here. Also on that note, it's unknown how long these halls go on for, though we can say that they shift far less often than the earlier mentioned ones. Due to how dangerous this area can become, we heavily advise that wanderers refrain from traversing here. That's pretty much all to expect visually within level 21, so let's get into what can be found here. Scavenge and supplies. Going off of the general vibe of level 21, you may think that not much in terms of looting could be had of the level. And you would be wrong in that thought. Some pretty important items can be spotted throughout the level, things such as reserves of fire salt, bottles of almond water, please boil before drinking just in case of contamination, and most surprisingly, level keys. Though there are reports that other items can be found here, we don't have many viable reports on them at this time. As stated earlier, valuable items can be found within the exit door of the level, just right of the table within the center room, though due to how dangerously packed that area is with intelligent hostile entities, we advise wanderers to steer clear from scavenging here. Unless you're accompanied by a team of skilled individuals. And even then, it still may not be enough. Entities. So, when it comes to entities within level 21, it's best to have both your primary weapon and senses at the ready. This is due to the amount of entities you will most likely encounter within this level. As to be expected, most of the common hostile entities, such as hounds and the like, can be found here with great ease. What can also be found here as well, surprisingly, is an entity we haven't gone over before, known as the Clicker. This entity, also known as Entity 94, are unidentifiable sentient typewriters, capable of movement. How this is possible? Well, first off, this is the backrooms, so stuff like this is par for the course, but in all seriousness, the reason we're unsure of how these entities work is because stopping their movements or picking them up for examination has proven to be easier said than done. This is because of how dense they are. It's because of this property that it's advised that wanderers stay outside their path of movement. Not doing so could lead to severe injuries, which being within level 21, is pretty much a death sentence. Getting more into the general make of the Clickers, it's unknown what brand of typewriter they are, with no labels or company logos being seen on them. What can be noted about them is the formatting of their keys. Instead of the standard QWERTY lettering format commonly found within the front rooms, Clickers' letters are instead replaced by a system of shapes and symbols. Though these symbols do correspond and translate easily to the Roman alphabet. It should be stated that trying to read the content that is scribed from them is known to cause nausea and disorientation. It's unknown how prolonged viewing would affect wanderers, so we advise that if you were to view the writings, keep your exposure to them as brief as possible. As for how they behave, Clickers pretty much ignore most happening around them. Moving at around 3 to 4 miles per hour, its clicking noises should be noted on your travels. This is mostly due to other hostile entities notably hunting around the general vicinity of Clickers. It's not stated why they choose to do this, so keep an ear out if you hear clicking in the distance. On the note of their movements, Clickers seem to move in patterns mostly misunderstood by most within the backrooms. It also doesn't help that whenever researchers try to examine the Clickers' movement pattern, they begin to move much faster, as if it's trying to make a speedy escape. It's unknown why this is the case, with any further examinations into the matter unsurprisingly facing the same results. Within the darker halls of the exit door area, entities appear in far more numbers and with smarter tactics, so take that into heavy consideration before entering that area. Settlements and outpost. As far as we know, there are no known outposts or settlements within level 21. With its general layout, as well as the number of hostile entities here, setting up a viable outpost would be very difficult to do. Ins and outs. Entering level 21 in itself is rather easy, all things considered. One way to enter level 21 is by traveling for long enough down a flooded hall within level 20 has a chance of bringing you here. The other known ways of entering are pretty much all the same. Entering what is referred to as warp tears from within levels 11, 9, and 6, but most reliably level 13 will bring you to level 21. These warp tears are quite interesting, as we don't have much information on them. Though if you've been a long-time listener, you know we're big fans of the speculation game. We believe these tears are a product of some forced tampering with the void. How is it being manipulated and what consequences this might have on the backrooms is unknown, though we're leaning on the side of not very good. But, let's get off the speculation train for a bit and go over how one could exit the level. The main way of exiting level 21 is by utilizing the many doors that can be found down the different halls. If you can reach them, that is. Remember, these halls are full of hostile entities, to getting to them is easier said than done. However, let's say you've managed to reach them relatively unharmed. Firstly, nice survival skills. All those hours of listening to the podcast have paid off. So, which door leads to which locations? The list goes as follows. Doors labeled with 105 will lead to level 0. Doors labeled with 356 will lead you to level 356, while ones labeled with 34 will lead to level negative 6. Doors made from a sandstone material lead to level 46, while doors labeled 8 through 20 lead to their respective levels. Doors without any labels will lead to level 1.5, but most importantly, doors with a smiley face lead to a party. It doesn't take Jerry's grace to know what that entails. You're probably wondering, what about all the other numbers we haven't gone over? Well, though doors are either completely randomized with their intended locations or outright lead to nowhere. So be very careful when choosing these doors. Lastly, entering some of the doors within the neon exit door hallways may bring you to the sublevel of level 21, which can function as a great getaway method if you find yourself facing overwhelming odds with hostile entities. Closing words. So, that was level 21, or the numbered doors level of the backrooms. What do you guys think about the level? What do you think about the clickers or warp tiers associated with the level? We would love to hear what you all think. As always, if you have any questions, suggestions, or just want to say hi, feel free to join our Discord server or email us. Both will be in the show notes. That's going to be all for today's episode, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you all again soon. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. Hello there, and welcome to our Listener Corner, where we'll try to answer any questions you may have about the backrooms. Well, to the best of our abilities at least. For today's segment, we'll be going over some of our favorite replies from the latest episode, Level 20 Explained. In that episode, we ask, what do you think the black liquid found throughout Level 20 is? And it goes without saying that some of you gave us some amazing answers. Starting us off is a reply from the listener Kim O'Masono saying, maybe it's related to the goo in Level 1? We also had some speculations on how it may related to samples found within the earlier levels of the backrooms. If that's the case, learning what the liquid is and how it appears within multiple levels would be a key aspect of understanding the backrooms, in our opinion. The next reply comes from Bakkamat saying, it's obviously liquid silence. As intriguing as that would be if to be the case, the area surrounding flooded parts of the level would be zones of silence. Unless, it's a unique version of liquid silence, which would be a pretty cool find to link into. Following up that reply is one from Katie saying, empty space, dark matter, or something of the like. If the case, that would make the liquid one of the most dangerous substances to interact with. But if this is the case, we can see the UEC trying to weaponize it in some fashion. Lastly, from Cheddar Cheese says, maybe it's whatever makes the black patches from the Seeds of Darkness stories. From what we can tell, that could be a strong contender for its identity. Maybe we should get Joseph out here to do some more testing. Thank you all for the awesome replies you leave for us. We love reading them and pondering how they would work out within the backrooms. If you have any questions about the backrooms you'd like us to answer, feel free to email us at thetravelersguidetothebackrooms@gmail.com. We love hearing your questions and would love to answer some of them at the end of the episode. Thank you all again for listening, and as always, have a wonderful day and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, Ridiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, That One Random Guy, Shelby Girl Gaming, Coconut Cluster, Brandon Briars, Lee, Evie Jeebies, and Blur Green. Next are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level, Stephen Conger, Manicord, Ant, Undead, Rachel, Brandon Berry, X the Warrior, Cassie the Cast Iron Crow, and Spooky Tooth. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, access exclusive Patreon content, and more, become a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.